In its many decades on air, Jeopardy! Has had lots of notable contestants, but one in particular has been the topic of much lore.
Presidential trivia for 600.
The answer this time is a daily double.
That's Barbara Lowe Volek competing on the show in 1986. She won 5 games in a row, which was a rare feat at the time. But despite that success, her appearances seem to have vanished from the Jeopardy! Archives and in syndicated reruns. So rumors have swirled for years among Jeopardy! Superfans about what happened to Lowe Volek and why. Until now. Journalist Claire McNear recently located and spoke with Lowe Volek. She's written about that conversation in a new piece for The Ringer, and it fills in some of the details of this game show mystery. Hi, Claire.
Hi there. So great to be here.
Would you describe what made Barbara Lowe Volek such a mysterious figure?
Yeah, it was an interesting sort of saga. I mean, the first thing that happened was she won 5 games, which at the time was the limit for returning champions, and it qualified players for a berth in the upcoming Tournament of Champions, where they have all their best recent players come back and face each other. And she didn't show up in that. And that was a few months after her initial appearance. So there were a number of fans who found that sort of mysterious. And then what happened over the course of the 90s in particular is a lot of Jeopardy! Executives began to sort of speak poorly of her in public. Trebek gave an interview in the 1990s where he said that she'd essentially lied about her identity and that she'd been on all these other game shows, which at the time was not allowed. There was a former Jeopardy! Producer who wrote a book and repeated Trebek's claims and also added that Lowe had mocked other contestants in the studios and that she'd, gotten into it with Trebek and was kind of this terrible contestant and had gotten all this hate mail for the show from her appearance. So she sort of became this mysterious figure in the eyes of Jeopardy! Super fans. And there's a very devoted fandom to this game show where she was sort of seen as a villain and really kind of Jeopardy!'s greatest villain. And nobody really knew what had happened.
By the way, this is such a niche topic. How did you find out about it? Are you really into Jeopardy?
I am a reporter at The Ringer, and in 2020, I published a book about Jeopardy! Called Answers in the Form of Questions. And so I've gotten to know a lot of people in that world, and that includes both people who work on the show and then, of course, people from this very devoted fan community. And there was kind of an interesting element where this was widely referred to as the holy grail, not just of Jeopardy! Episodes, but of game shows. There was a sort of decades-long search for tapes of her games that had gone missing. And they finally found those tapes at the end of last year when a super fan came forward and said they'd taped on their VCR almost every single Jeopardy! Episode from the 1980s and just stashed them all in a closet all this time.
And did the tapes answer any unanswered questions?
Yeah. So there are a couple things that show up in the tapes. And the first is that essentially Barbara is not really the person that she was described as and that she was widely believed to be. I mean, she, instead of being this kind of combative, cantankerous person who is the supposed villain of Jeopardy! For all these years, she's super bubbly. She's very emotional. She, gets really excited when she gets a really hard clue right. She's really kind of endearing. And there were a couple infamous moments where she supposedly really beefed with Trebek. And in reality, they didn't really happen that way at all.
When you spoke with her, was she aware that she's become a mystery in the Jeopardy! World? And how does she feel about that if she knew that?
Yeah, it's a funny thing where she, because this episode had occurred and had sort of left her with a bad taste in her mouth, she has not watched Jeopardy! In many, many years. And she is not very active in that Jeopardy! Fandom community. So she was, for the most part, not very aware that she had become this sort of infamous figure in the lore of Jeopardy! But that changed a couple of years ago when a Jeopardy! Fan who was trying to find these tapes found her and reached out. And she found the whole thing, I think, kind of preposterous. But I also think that she was glad to finally get to tell her side of the story, which had really been a mystery until now.
That's The Ringer's Claire McNear. Claire, thank you.
Thank you so much.